service.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey guys, this is Jake, and I want to tell you about a brand new podcast from my company Double Elvis in collaboration with Volume.com called The Singer's Talk. This show is based on the book of the same name written by Jason Thomas Gordon, the singer and drummer for the LA rock band King Size. And just like the book, The Singer Talk podcast features in-depth, illuminating conversations with some of the most iconic singers of all time, discussing the one thing they're never asked about, their voices. So whether you're a singer or a music fan, you're going to get a wild inside look at how your favorite vocalists approach singing live and in the studio. This is a fascinating podcast. These are raw, intimate conversations with incredible artists like Thom Yorke, Norah Jones, Roger Daltrey, Geddy Lee, and so many more. Also, interviews with bandmates and producers of singers that are no longer with us, like Prince, Janis Joplin, Chris Cornell, and Nina Simone. That's The Singer's Talk. You can search for it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you know the drill, wherever you get your podcasts. Give it a follow or check it out on volume.com/The Singer's Talk. Disgraceland is brought to you by Disgraceland All Access. Disgraceland All Access membership is your chance to support the show and get ad-free listening, an exclusive scripted episode every month, and exclusive bonus content every week, plus access to an always-on chat with me and your fellow discos. Visit disgracelandpod.com/membership and sign up today. Hey everybody, welcome to Disgraceland, which is brought to you by Double Elvis. This week, we have our Andy Warhol story in the Disgraceland feed, our Hunter S. Thompson episode available to our Disgraceland All Access members in our Patreon and Apple subscription feeds. And for the parents out there, we have a brand new episode on Musicland stories called Appearing for One Night Only. That's our fiction show for kids and families, and that's available for you right now as well. Hey, discos. Need a little more Disgraceland in your life? Just a touch to get you through? Yeah, me too. This is the podcast that comes after the podcast. Welcome to Disgraceland, the after party. Welcome to the Disgraceland bonus episode, a little thing we like to call the after party. This is the show after the show, the party after the party, the bridge to get you from one full episode of Disgraceland to the other, the backyard to dig into the dirt. On this episode, we are talking about our new Andy Warhol episode of Disgraceland that's in your feeds right now, just ahead of this bonus episode. We're talking about the sources that went into creating that Warhol episode. We're also talking about a new Hunter S. Thompson episode that you can access right now. We're going to get to that in a minute with our major announcement. Today is the launch of Disgraceland All Access, a brand new subscription feed where you can get even more regular content from me. More on that in a bit. And of course, your voicemails, texts, DMs, and a whole lot of roses. All right, discos, let's get into it. I like to think that I can do anything for 15 minutes. Whenever I have to sit through something tedious or boring, or whenever I'm forced to do something that I don't like, I try to get some perspective. I tell myself, this isn't so bad. What if I was on a forced march through a Vietnamese jungle during the war, and I had to endure that for 15 minutes? Or what if, God forbid, I had to get a real job and be up on a roof laying tile or something, or digging ditches somewhere, or if I had having to endure that work for 15 minutes. Now that's tough. When I'm online for the DMV, or when I'm stuck, you know, at a 10-year-old's birthday party and forced to choose between eating the sugar-laden cake that's going to make me feel like shit, or trying not to be annoyed by the loud clicking of a small battalion's worth of Nerf guns, I tell myself, yeah, just 15 minutes. I can do this. I can do this. But could I be famous for 15 minutes? Truly famous, like Andy Warhol said? Or could you? Maybe you have been. Maybe you already are. Maybe you're going through your 15 minutes right now. Fame, as we touched on in last week's episode of The After Party, relative to the Anthony Bourdain episode, fame is a bitch. Yet it is something that in some ways in this digital age is easier to attain than ever. The gatekeepers, the Hollywood moguls, the titans of industry, the cigar-chomping record executives, the Madison Avenue ad men, they have less influence than ever, if they even exist anymore as the archetypes that they once were. These days, we are the influencers. You and me. It's all there for the taking. All we have to do is create and commit. But fame is relative. Having a podcast that reaches millions of people is different than having a YouTube channel that reaches millions of people, which is different than having a television show that reaches millions of people. But that's just the point. There are options, methods of distribution that can take a small piece of art or media that we create and blast it all over the world in seconds, and voila, you're famous. Sort of. I'm not sure this is exactly what Andy Warhol predicted, but it's damn close. Then again, I wonder if Andy Warhol really even believed in his prediction that everyone will one day be famous for 15 minutes, or if it was just some bullshit that sounded good, that sounded outlandish, ostentatious, the kind of thing that, you know, would lead to someone becoming famous or at least help reinforce the fame that Andy Warhol had already attained. Either way, here we are. And the wicked irony here of the Andy Warhol story, as you're going to listen to in the full episode, if you haven't listened to it already, or you may have already heard, the irony is that Andy's fame created a cult of personality and then a deranged obsession that resulted in someone putting a bullet in Andy Warhol. And that act led to 15 minutes of fame for the deranged madwoman who shot him, whose bullet ultimately killed Andy almost two decades later. It's a wild story. I want to know what you thought of it. I want to know what you think of this whole thing. I want to know what you think of this crazy era that we're living in. 617-906-6638. Leave me a voicemail. Send me a text. I also want to know about your own brushes with fame. Have you ever been famous in any way? Have you ever been on the local news, caught up in some sort of mini scandal, caught on stage by a Rolling Stone photographer at Carnegie Hall, singing behind Patti Smith when he had no business doing so? That last example is from my past, but I digress. I want to hear from you guys. 617-906-6638. I'm going to take a quick break, come back on the other side with some information on the sources that we used to build the Andy Warhol episode, your voicemails, texts, emails, and a very special major announcement. Hey, discos, it's Jake here. Thank you so much for listening to Disgraceland. Your support truly means a lot to me, and it's because of you that my team and I are able to make this show. If you want more Disgraceland, if you want more regular interactions with me and the community of Disgraceland listeners, or if you simply want to listen to the show ad-free, go to disgracelandpod.com/membership. For just $5 a month, you can listen to every episode of Disgraceland ad-free. Plus, you'll get one brand new exclusive episode every month. You'll also get weekly unscripted bonus content, special audio collections, and early access to merch and events. There are two ways that you can support the show and become a member at disgracelandpod.com/membership. You can sign up using Patreon and listen to the show ad-free on Apple, Spotify, and most other major podcast platforms. And Patreon members also get access to all the other perks of membership and an always-on chat where I'll be interacting with you and diving deeper into the world of Disgraceland. But maybe you're currently an Apple Podcast subscription listener and you want to just tap into all the bonus audio content and ad-free listening that we're offering. We're also offering this membership as a premium channel on Apple Podcasts. However you choose to join, all you got to do is go to disgracelandpod.com/membership. Support the show for just $5 a month, $5, or sign up for an annual plan and get 2 months free. Come join me and your fellow discos at Disgraceland All Access by visiting disgracelandpod.com/membership. Hey, discos, jumping in here quickly to tell you about a new giveaway that we put together especially for Disgraceland fans. Listen to this. We teamed up with our friends at Tivoli Audio and D'Angelico Guitar, two legendary brands in audio, to award one of you a prize pack that includes the all-new Tivoli Audio songbook paired with a limited edition D'Angelico electric guitar. The Songbook is an incredible vintage-inspired sound system, and you can plug your D'Angelico guitar right into it. It's also got an analog EQ and a 10-hour rechargeable battery so you can take your music and your favorite podcast anywhere. Go to DisgracelandContest.com to see the prize pack and drop your email address to enter for free. Must be a U.S. resident to win. Visit DisgracelandContest.com for full details. That's DisgracelandContest.com. Rock-a-rolla. All right, guys, today is a special day. Today is the day that we are launching the Disgraceland All Access Membership Club. This has been a long time in the making, and I've been trying to figure out how to bring you guys more content and find a way for us to engage more fully, more deeply, to better connect around the subjects and stories that we are telling. And this Disgraceland All Access Membership Club is the way to do this. First of all the episodes that you've been getting weekly, that show that's up in your Apple and Spotify and Amazon feeds right now, or in whatever feed that you listen to your podcast in, that is not changing. That's not going anywhere, okay? This isn't us going behind a paywall that you have to scale to listen to Disgraceland. That is not happening. That is not what this is. The main episodes of Disgraceland, the full episode, like the Warhol one we just delivered, and the bulk of this bonus episode, the after party episode, these are still going to remain in your podcast feed. They're going to show up as they always have. However, if you want more, that's the key word here, more. If you want more Disgraceland, if you want to hear an extra full episode of Disgraceland per month, like the one that we released today on Hunter S. Thompson. Wait a minute, you're saying, wait, where? Where's the Hunter S. Thompson episode? Where can I get this? I don't see it in my feed. That's because you haven't signed up yet to become an all-access member of Disgraceland. When you do that, you're going to get the Hunter S. Thompson episode. And next month, you're going to get the new Chris Cornell episode. And then after that, the month after that, you're going to get the new Basquiat episode. You're only going to get these episodes, these new full extra episodes in the Disgraceland All Access feed once a month. So you get everything you're already getting, no matter what. You become a Disgraceland All Access member, you get an extra full episode, okay? You also get, if you want to listen to every episode of Disgraceland, the new ones that we're releasing weekly, plus the 160 plus episodes that we have in the archive, if you want to listen to these episodes of Disgraceland ad-free, you're going to get that by becoming a Disgraceland All Access member as well. If you want to hear the extended full version of these bonus after-party episodes going forward, you have to become a Disgraceland All Access member. If you want to be first to know about new merchandise and have it made available to you before anyone else, you have to become a Disgraceland All Access member. And if you want to talk to me directly on a near daily basis about the subjects that we cover here in Disgraceland and to have a closer connection with the disco community, you have to become a Disgraceland All Access member. But being part of this club, being part of the Disgraceland All Access membership club, this is not for everyone, and that's intentional. It's for the chronics, the obsessives, those of you who are like me, who don't want the tired, tame, sanitized for history stories about names that we're vaguely familiar with. You want to shine a light into the darkness, and you want the most interesting stories about the most interesting people who have ever lived. And you want to know where these stories came from. You want to know what made them come to life, what books and movies they first appeared in, what books and movies they inspired. And you want to help guide us here at Double Elvis in selecting the subjects that we cover. You, like us, like I said, are obsessed. And for your obsession, my friends, you will be rewarded with the benefit of being part of a community of like-minded obsessives, the discos. You will also be rewarded with a shit ton of exclusive content, just like I mentioned before, just like that Hunter S. Thompson episode that we released today. So, how do you get this content? How do you become a member of the Disgraceland All Access Club? Well, it's $5 a month, less if you sign up for the whole year. That's cheaper than a cup of coffee in one of those bougie neighborhoods that you might visit over the weekend, or who knows, maybe you live in one of those bougie neighborhoods. In that case, you got no excuse. You got $5 to spare, all right? But most of us, I get it, $5, any amount of bucks, that's real money, and that shit is hard to come by, and it's harder to part with, which is why I am committed to making this all-access membership club pay off. For $5, less than a beer, one of those bars where all the dudes have beers and none of the girls want to talk to you. For that $5, you're going to get hooked up. And it's simple to become a member. Just go to disgracelandpod.com/membership. You can sign up right there with your choice of platform at disgracelandpod.com/membership. If you're an Apple Podcasts user, you can become a member through Apple, same as you do by subscribing to other podcasts. Or if you use Spotify or Amazon or some other platform to listen to Disgraceland, then you can sign up for our all access through Patreon. And again, you can do that all just by going to disgracelandpod.com/membership. And just so you know, for those of you who become a member via Patreon, Patreon has this cool chat functionality, and I'm going to be hanging out in there with you pretty much every day. For most of the day, I'll be in there. We'll be talking Disgraceland, we'll be talking music, we'll be talking movies, we'll be talking batshit crazy stories about batshit crazy people, okay? So, to recap, go to disgracelandpod.com/membership. Sign up for just $5 at Apple or Patreon. You get an extra full episode per month, like today's episode on Hunter S. Thompson, like next month's episode on Chris Cornell, like the episode we're releasing a month after that on Basquiat, on and on and on. Every month you're going to get a new free episode, and you get ad-free listening on all episodes. And you get access to merch before everyone else. You get to hear the full version of the After Party bonus episodes, and you get direct access to me and the rest of the Disgraceland community on a regular basis, all for just $5 at disgracelandpod.com/membership. Hit me up at disgracelandpod.com on Instagram, X, TikTok, Facebook. Email me, disgracelandpod@gmail.com with any questions. Otherwise, I will see you in the chat on Patreon. All right, I'm going to take a quick break and I'll be back in a flash with a message about your voicemails and your texts and your emails. All right, guys, we are back momentarily. We're going to get into some texts, some voicemails, some emails here. And then we're going to wrap it up here in the after party to hear the rest of the after party and to hear more voicemails, more texts, more emails, more engagement, hear more on Andy Warhol, hear more about the subjects that we have coming up in Disgraceland. You're going to have to head over to disgracelandpod.com/membership, become an all-access member. That's how we're going to do these from now on every week. You're going to get about 15, 20 minutes of the after party, and then to hear the rest of the after party, you're going to have to head on over and become a member. And we'll be doing some fun things over in the membership. We're going to keep this pretty much the same here. This week's a little different, obviously, because I'm laying all this explanatory information on you about how to become a member, but these after parties will remain pretty much the same. But to get that extra bonus piece, you're going to have to head over and become a member at disgracelandpod.com/membership. As always, though, 617-906-6638 to leave me a voicemail or to send me a text, just like this listener in the 310.
Hey, Jake. I'm calling from the 310 and the +39. I am bicontinental. I suggest you do an episode on Raymond Pettibone, the artist and brother of Greg Ginn. Anyway, I worked as a studio assistant, and I'll message you via email if you want to have the lowdown on it, but it would be a pretty rocking episode. Ciao, ciao.
Yes, love the bicontinental voicemails. Thank you so much. Raymond Pettibone, the amazing artist, did so many of those great punk rock album covers and flyers. Brother of Greg Ginn from Black Flag. This sounds amazing. Please, yes, get in touch. DisgracelandPod@gmail.com. We'd very much like to get into this. 617-906-6638 for the voicemail and the text. Let's check in with this text here from 713 writes in, hey, love your show and love Bourdain. The bird eaten with a napkin over your head is an ortolan. I'm pronouncing that wrong. I guarantee it, but it is spelled O-R-T-O-L-A-N. Check it out on the 1968 60 Minutes segment. Wow, that's from Kevin in the 713. Great text, Kevin. Thank you. I appreciate that. I knew one of you guys was going to get back to me on this. Talked about it in the after party last week, the piece where, you know, Anthony Bourdain is in that episode eating that bird with the napkin over his head. 610 writes in, amazing Andy Warhol episode today. Kudos to always setting the bar high and consistently overachieving rock-a-rolla, Jonathan in the 610. Jonathan, you got it, man. And if you want to talk about overachieving, wait until you hear the Hunter S. Thompson episode. You got to become a member to do that, though. Disgracelandpod.com/membership. That is waiting for you there. 617-906-6638 for you guys to get in touch via text, via voicemail. You can also email me, disgracelandpod@gmail.com. All right, this email comes from, no name here, Aliverk is the, is that the name? I don't know what the hell this name is, but the subject says, the name says, okay. Subject says podcast subject. And the message says, greetings. I enjoy your IG stories and your podcast. I was wondering if you were familiar with the band The Gits and the untimely death of their lead singer, Mia Zapata. She was a beautiful soul with a viscerally haunting and then nothing. But then, wait for it. There's another email. And it goes on to say, let's try this again. Mia was murdered and her killer was ultimately brought to justice years later. The Gits were on their way to something big. Yes, they were. And I'm very familiar with this story. And I've wanted to tell it all the way, going all the way back to season one of Disgraceland. I've never gotten into it because I felt like I haven't had the time to dedicate to this story. The story feels bigger than just one episode. And I don't quite know what to do with it. It gets recommended to me all the time. We have to do something here on Mia Zapata and the Gits in this story. And we will in time. We get a lot of time. We're not going anywhere. And just so you guys know, on the subject of episode subjects, I'm working on some sort of device for us to track this, to track the subjects that you're all recommending, because I get so many great suggestions, and to help us actually select these together sort of by, as a community, I almost said by committee, but as a community here. More on that in the coming episodes of the After Party, and of course, over in the All Access Membership Club. All right, you want to send me an email though? You can, disgracelandpod@gmail.com. You want to call me? You can do that as well. 617-906-6638. Voicemail and text. You want to keep this engagement going, this conversation going. You want to connect with me. You want to connect with other members of the community, the discos. Go to disgracelandpod.com/membership. Become a member today. You're not only going to get the connection and the conversation that we're doing here, you're not only going to get a greater amount of that, but you're also going to get extra content like the Hunter S. Thompson full episode that we released today, like the Chris Cornell episode that we have coming up next month. And every month you're going to get a new one of these. Plus, like I said, there's a whole bunch of other content coming, including the extended versions of these after party episodes. So to hear the rest of this episode, like I said, head on over to disgracelandpod.com/membership, become a member. I'm going to be over there right now answering more texts, answering more voicemails, reading more emails. And then I'm going to discuss the sourcing material for this week's Andy Warhol episode and perhaps the Hunter S. Thompson episode as well. But for that, like I said, you got to head over to Disgraceland All Access Membership Club. To do that, go to disgracelandpod.com/membership. And remember, that's the only place that you're going to get this new Hunter S. Thompson episode. I'll see you over there. In the meantime, be on the lookout for next week's Disgraceland episode on Peter Tosh, coming tomorrow in the Disgraceland feed, a rewind episode on Chuck Berry. All right? Rock and roll. So let's recap, shall we? Number one, right now in your feed, a brand new episode on Andy Warhol. Number two, coming tomorrow, a rewind episode on Chuck Berry. Number three, over in the Badlands feed, we got an episode from the archive on George Reeves. Four, next week in the Disgraceland feed, a brand new episode on Peter Tosh. 5-617-906-6638. Call me on the telephone or text me. Number six, remember, no one cares about the music you love more than you do, and well, that's a disgrace. Now, my moment of bliss in honor of this week's rewind episode, me reading you the Billboard Hot 100 from the week of June 1st, 1968, the same week that Andy Warhol was shot and declared clinically dead, if only for a few moments. Number one, Mrs. Robinson. Simon and Garfunkel. Last week, 2. Peak position, 1. Weeks on chart, 6. Number 2. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Hugo Montenegro and his orchestra and chorus. Last week, 4. Peak position, 2. Weeks on chart, 16. Number 3. A Beautiful Morning. The Rascals. Last week, 3. Peak position, 3. Weeks on chart, 8. 4. Tighten Up, Archie Bell and the Drells. Last week, 1. Peak position, 1. Weeks on chart, 10. 5. Hunt, Bobby Goldberg.
Quit talking and start mixing. Cut it.